Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
My God, do I hate that song. Anyway, so, hey, Mr. Big Willie, how you doing, sir?
Good morning.
Oh, boy, somebody sounds pretty chipper. You and your common-law wife, Christy, have a good night.
If I would have seen her. She did. She cut the grass.
She cut the grass? I thought you had kids.
Yeah, but she likes to cut the grass because the kids drive her nuts sometimes. You know
what I mean? Okay. It's just an excuse to get away from the kids. All right. Understood.
Bingo. B-I-N-G-O. Dimitri was his name.
Oh, God. So where are you now? Where's your Freightliner Cascadia?
Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Buffalo, New York.
What are you doing there?
Big Willie's driving today.
Are you drunk again?
I ain't had a drink since July, buddy. I need to.
Yeah. I think you're still feeling the effects of that drink from July. So what's in Buffalo?
Steel plants, man. Steel plants. I've been back and forth since Sunday night.
Wow.
My third trip up here since Friday, and I'm headed back down. I'll be headed back down to Pittsburgh and then Clarington, and I'll be right back up here tonight about 7 o'clock.
What kind of steel are you hauling?
12 hours.
What kind of steel is
flat it? Flat steel. They use a burner to cut out the steel to make parts, and just you wouldn't believe the size of some of the stuff they make. It's just, you would never know it until you go see it, and you're like, holy cow. But they're a little bit slower because the guy that unloads me up here is a guy that works next to him on the burner, hit his burner with a crane, which is very expensive and about killed him. They're both still working. They're both still alive, and it was an accident, but the machine's down, so they slowed down a little bit, but they got the machine out getting fixed. So all the steel mills are dangerous. Coal mines, steel mills, trucking, everything dangerous.
Yeah.
Anything that ain't dangerous is sitting at a radio station.
Hey, I'm dangerous. I'm live and dangerously local, my friend. I'm dangerous too in my own way with this.
Dangerously
thing.
Local.
Yes. Yes.
Dangerously local. Explain to me what dangerously local.
Okay, I'll speak slowly and use one-syllable words. It's because... Oh, that's two syllables. And anyway, it's because I am not afraid to ask any tough questions of anyone. I'm not afraid to call out people. I'm not afraid what their answers are going to be. I'm not afraid that they might dislike me because I'm holding them accountable. I don't give a rip. I really don't. That makes me very dangerously local because I'm not the only one who does it.
But it's not always local.
Well, no. But I'm also when I do local.
75% national.
Well, it all depends on what the news is of the day. Sometimes it's 100% national. Uh-huh. Sometimes it's 100% local. It depends on the news. You know, it's very easy to sit back in your truck and criticize, going, "Well, he needs to talk more about this, that, or the other." I don't tell you how to drive. You don't tell me how to host a show. You got that? All right, fine. I'm glad we got that cleared up. Arrogant. Oh,
boy, that got aggressive really fast.
I'm a broadcaster because I'm calling in from a truck. I know everything. I'll tell Mr. Deepak is how he needs to do his show. Screw you. Anyway,
right.
Hey, I've got a question. Seriously, I got a question. All kidding aside, not only I'm guessing, not only do you have to know how to drive a truck in order to be OTR truck driver, but my guess is you also have to know how to load the stuff onto the, is it called the flatbed or the trailer? Is that what it's called? Okay.
You got to know what you're doing.
Do you get training for that? Because I wouldn't know how to begin to strap everything down just the right way so it doesn't roll off and kill people.
Do you want to know the God's honest truth about how I learned this stuff? I'll tell you.
I'm afraid to say yes, so, but here goes.
It all started back in 1982 or 3 or something like that, when I was just a wee man, and I paid attention to people.
Yeah.
And you just paid attention to what people were doing and how they did stuff and how they tied stuff off. And then I went to the service and we had driving school and I learned how to drive, but we really never, we hauled water buffaloes or fuel buffaloes or ammo boxes and stuff like that. Yeah, and we'd tarp it and throw a couple straps over. I mean, there was nothing, I didn't haul nothing at least, big steel coils, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. So then, so on and so forth, go to Virginia, moved to D.C., lived down there for a while, drove a trash truck, come back up here and then concrete trucks for a while, and then I had an opportunity, you know, to go into the flatbeds, you know, and...
But the question I had, though, is
I'm,
there's no formal training.
I'm telling you.
Oh,
I'm,
okay. Go ahead.
You need to listen as a host. You ought to know this by now. That way you can ask good questions and take it from me. Anyhow, so the guy said, "Nah, I don't want you driving flatbed." I signed on with him. So he had me in a drive-in. Well, I said I wouldn't make no money. So, yeah, I got on the old YouTube, and I just watch stuff and see stuff, and I said, well, this ain't bad. I got common sense. You know what I mean? So I actually jumped in a flatbed, went and bought it, and signed on with somebody else, and they're like, yeah, go do it. And I hauled steel coils, and I just sat there and looked at the other guys and didn't say a word, and I was just as quick and did just as good as them and went down the road. And I said, well, I didn't get rolled over today. You know, and I remember my first, it was like steel coil, steel coil, steel coil loads the first few weeks. And I was like, wow. And then they sent me down West Virginia. And I'm like, why am I the only dummy going down West Virginia with steel coils? Because it was so dangerous. But they pay a little more and you're going down a turnpike. But, you know, I had Athens chained. And then I learned, you know, 6 months into it, the half-inch chain was overkill. But, boy, I felt safe going down the road, and I always thought to myself, you know, just pretend that, number one, you're going to get killed if it comes off. Number two, you're going to kill somebody else. And basically, a lot of it was common sense. Now, and that's how I learned it. If I wasn't 100% sure, I'd just Google and look and say, oh, okay, just to make sure. And, Yeah, I never asked nobody. Nobody showed me anything. Nothing. Actually, the first time I drove a tracking trailer, I lied on my resume, and they told me to jump in a truck and follow somebody. And this guy intentionally was gone. He was hauling butt down the road. And we was down in West Virginia. I said, holy moly. And, well, this is, I drove into service, but so there's probably a 15-year lapse, you know, but their trucks, the track trailer and what we had to service is two different things. You know, we had a five-ton with a trailer, dragonflies or whatever, but, you know, track and trailer, totally different ballgame with a 53-foot trailer, but I did. I jumped in, went, and never looked back, and I never even took a CDL test in a track and trailer, and I still got my Class A license.
Wow. That was a long explanation that could have been answered with one sentence. So let me ask you this. These illegals, these truck drivers, they don't have to have any special training to strap everything down properly on their trucks?
No.
Wow. No. I'm amazed there aren't more accidents.
They go over. There is. There's plenty of them. You just don't see them all. Yeah, it's just what everybody records. I see it every day when I see trucks with tarps and stuff going down the road and stuff flapping and falling
off.
There's loads shifted and everything else. But you see it all the time. But no, when you go take your CDL test, your driving test, they don't ask you about load security. But they do, but it's very, very vague. And if you go get one in a box van or tanker truck or something of that sort, even if you take it in a straight truck, you can go drive these little lumber trucks. And I see these lumber guys are probably the worst people ever to haul stuff. Because you see them go down the road, straps are flapping because they don't want to break the siding because they put the siding on top of the lumber.
Wow.
So the straps are loose. And I've seen stuff fall off the lumber trucks. They're probably one of the worst when you see the straps on the outside of the rub rail, you know, and you say something to them, and they're like, oh, so we're trying to do it at the store. And yeah, it's like, well, the dirt, the store is wrong, the dirt, you know. And but that's what they do. Rub rail is what? A rub rail. You know, it keeps stuff from rubbing the strap. There goes one right there on the interstate. Wow. Hauling trusses. They got the straps. The rub rail is there to keep the strap, so if you rub up against something, it don't cut the strap and the load don't fall off. That's what's called a rub rail. It's not called a securement rail.
Yeah.
You know, but by golly, you see them doing it every single day.
My goodness. Hey, I got a text that just came in from someone, and it says, hey, bad attitude. Ask Big Willie if we are having the old Washington Music Festival this year.
No.
We're not. Okay. Well, that's the answer. No. Let me send this back then. Hold on.
But if you want updates on it, go to our Facebook page at Big Willie 105.5 and follow it. And if there's any updates, and also my TikTok page, Big.Willie1055, and you will find all the information you need about up-and-coming music, country artists, and if we decide to have any festivals.
That's great. That is great. What else is
right here on Big Willie 105.5.
Yeah. What else is going on?
Johnny's been teaching me.
Oh, God help us. So you're going to play some Madonna music next? So what else is going on in the life
of a virgin.
I swear to God, you're
drunk.
You
know, I can actually
swear to God, you're
drunk. Pick up Womp FM, clear over at my house.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
Guernsey County, I was redoing my bathroom Saturday, and I had the kids were very irritated because I was listening to Johnny O Saturday night on the radio. I bought at TylerFalkAuctions.com, F-A-U-L-K, auctions.com. I went to their big sale Friday night in Middleburn. And I got me a Milwaukee radio, construction radio. It's waterproof, Bluetooth. And, man, the antenna on that and the sound on it was so good. Thank you, Tyler Falk Auctions, F-A-U-L-K, auctions.com. And I was listening to the Johnny O jamming Saturday night, and the kids were irritated. The common law wife was irritated because I was jamming all good 80s music, and I was singing to everything.
Well, why was Christy upset? Why was Christy upset?
Because it was too loud, and she listens to like Southern rock, you know what I mean? Classic rock, like the River. That's her favorite thing, and she don't know nothing about that 80s, 90s stuff. She was 5, so she's 11 years younger than me. So I jamming out, you know, Guns N' Roses back in the day. That was the good stuff.
Yeah.
So even though I'm a big country freak and I love country, yeah, you get it on there, you just can't help but listen to it. Yeah, I guess it was like our parents back in the day. For my parents, I mean, your parent, you're 80 years old now, so it'd probably be like you listening to doo-wop or something. What song was the song they played in prom? Did you go to prom? Did you have girlfriends or anything?
No, I didn't have girlfriends.
Boyfriends, anything?
No, nothing, no. I was terrible at any kind of dating or whatever. I was so self-conscious.
No, none
of that stuff. None of it.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious. It was terrible.
That's hard to believe. You didn't have knocking the door down.
Yeah, believe me, it was not hard to believe. If you knew me then, or if you know me now, come to think of it, it's not like I've got a group of Brazilian supermodels lining up outside the studio door dying to come in here. It's not. I know I sound as if
I get them on Facebook every day trying to friend me.
Well, yeah, but they're
supermodels, Brazilian supermodels.
They're trans.
And then I look on there, and they got like 20 friends, and they have no posts. So I don't know if they're just trying to keep it discreet or what.
I think they're trannies. I think that's really what it is. A lot of those Brazilians are actually trannies.
Geez,
you got to watch
out.
Got to watch out for that.
Go.
Hey, we're almost out of time. You want to do some more shameless plugging?
How do you make one group of people and say they're all trannies?
Well,
me saying the Jews run the world. Now you're saying all Brazilians are trannies?
No. Some of the Brazilian models are actually trannies. Oh, it's a virtual. It's a virtual fact. You can look it up on the internet. Hey, we're almost out of time. Quickly, do your shameless plugging of your whatever clients you have left.
I cannot believe you just said that.
Hurry up. Plug your clients. You got
Tyler Falk. Tyler Falk has a big auction coming up. He's got two big auctions coming up. There's a live one coming up. You got to check his website out, FAULKAuctions.com. And then he got the big consignment sale. If you want to consign everything, you need to bring stuff out of the shed, the barn. Give him a call. If you got real estate to sell, him and Cambridge Realty.